from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The U.S. military says that an American drone strike has likely killed Afghan Taliban leader Mullah Akhtar Mansour. U.S. officials said President Barack Obama authorized the strike, which occurred Saturday afternoon local time. Reporter Ayaz Ghul in Islamabad says if confirmed, Mansour's death would be a major blow to the Taliban.
This is the first time that a drone attack has been carried out in southwestern Balochistan province of Pakistan, because that is where Afghan and American officials have long maintained the Taliban leadership has been hiding, and that is where their war council or shura has been based. It's called commonly Quetta Shura, which is basically planning and orchestrating or plotting all the attacks that have been happening on the other side of the border in Afghanistan.
Soon after, reports of the strike began appearing online and in news broadcasts in the region, the Afghan Taliban released a statement calling the reports of Mansour's death baseless. U.S. President Barack Obama left Washington Saturday for a week-long visit to Vietnam and Japan, his 10th trip to Asia since taking office. White House officials say the president's visit is intended to demonstrate the ongoing U.S. commitment to rebalancing relations with the nations of Asia and the Pacific region. During his time in Japan, the president will stop at Hiroshima, where the world's first atomic bomb was detonated in combat shortly before Japan surrendered to the United States at the end of World War II. For more on these stories, please log on to our website. This is VOA News. President Obama called Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi Saturday to reaffirm U.S. support for the Iraqi people and the fight against Islamic State. A White House statement says Mr. Obama assured the Iraqi leader that U.S. forces would continue to play a role in training, advising, and assisting Iraqi forces against ISIL. The statement said the two men also agreed on the need for tighter security in the international zone after thousands of demonstrators stormed the area Friday. At least 4 people were killed and 90 injured in clashes with security forces. On Saturday, hundreds of mourners gathered in Baghdad's Sadr City for the funeral of 2 of the men killed Friday. The protesters were supporters of radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Investigators say that smoke was detected inside Egypt Air Flight 804 just minutes before it plunged into the Mediterranean Sea on Thursday. The latest information offers no answers as to what might have happened, and search crews continued scouring the sea for further wreckage on Saturday. In Paris, where the flight originated, French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault said that no theory for the cause of the crash has been ruled out.
À cet instant, je vous parle.
He said, as I speak to you, all theories are being examined and none is favored. Our objective is twofold, solidarity with the families, but also transparency in relation to the circumstances of the disappearance of the aircraft. Egypt's military released pictures of a pink bag, a life vest, shredded seat covers, and mangled debris bearing the Egypt Air name and logo. The flight recorders still need to be recovered from the bottom of the Mediterranean. An Egyptian civil aviation ministry official has denied media reports that the recorders had been located. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged Middle Eastern states and world powers to use their influence to convince Syria's warring parties to discuss a political transition in the war-torn nation. Speaking during a visit to Qatar on Saturday, the secretary said that a full and immediate cessation of hostilities is needed and should be accompanied by discussions of what sort of transition of power will follow. Mr. Ban also cautioned against using short-sighted policies and heavy-handed approaches to confront violent extremists, saying they only make the problems worse. And Exaggerator beat out Cherry Wine and Kentucky Derby winner Nyquist to take the Preakness Stakes in Baltimore, Maryland. And that means there's no Triple Crown winner this year. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.